complaint, now at the center of an impeachment inquiry into President Donald Trump's actions. A July phone call transcript released Wednesday shows Trump asked for Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky to investigate former U.S. Vice President Joe Biden, who is currently running for president. The House Intelligence Committee has released a redacted version of the complaint. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani.
The complaints related at least in part to a July phone call in which President Trump prodded Ukraine's new leader to investigate Joe Biden. The complaint says in the days after, senior White House officials stepped in to, quote, lock down all records of the call. The whistleblower says, quote, in the course of my official duties, I have received information from multiple U.S. government officials that the President of the United States is using the power of his office to solicit interference from a foreign country in the 2020 U.S. election, end quote. The president denies doing anything wrong. Sagar Magani at the White House.
Zelensky, who met with Trump at the UN General Assembly, said there was nobody pushing about the call, which he characterized as normal. Former Vice President Biden appeared on ABC's late-night talk show Jimmy Kimmel Live on Wednesday. He said he is focused on beating President Trump at the polls.
It seems to me it's awful hard to avoid the conclusion that it is an impeachable offense and a violation of constitutional responsibility. But look, I am confident in the ability of the House and Senate to deal with this. My job is just to go out and flat beat him.
More on VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. Former French President Jacques Chirac has died at the age of 86. Chirac was a two-term president who defiantly opposed the U.S. invasion of Iraq in 2003.